Christmas soon on the Nightlight Show. On WBZ, this is Dick Summer with you. It's on Cub. Pretty Woman, I Dig You So Much. What have I got to offer, huh? Not a Cadillac convertible. These things I offer you for a lifetime. Not a heck of a lot, maybe, but about all I've got. It's the heart that longs for you, two arms that'll be true, two lips with one desire to set your heart on fire. I think that's kind of nice. It's by the Playmates on the Nightlight Show on WBZ. This is Dick Summer with you on Radio 103 WBZ. We got the bomber has been striking occasionally in the last few weeks or so. I've told you about this before. There is a guy who sends talcum powder in an envelope, see, and he's been cooling it. I mentioned the other day that I can tell a lot of times now when it's his envelope because, you know, it's soft because the talcum powder is very thick and soft. And it'll sound like a quarter pound of this stuff, see, in an envelope. And inside, on a piece of cardboard, he has a rubber band, and it's attached to a paper clip. So that when you take the rubber band out, see, this rubber band is wound up. When you take the card out, the rubber band starts to unwind, and this paperclip tosses the stuff all over the place. Yeah, covered from head to toe with this with very sweet-smelling talcum powder. And I must warn you, if this kind of thing continues, in order to offset the scent here in the studio, I'm going to have to take my shoes off and do the whole show with my shoes off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, baby, you know.
Oh, no.
I can't go home like that.
Oh, no, 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 no. Walking in.
It's by the Shangri-Las in the Nightlight Show on WBZ, and it's called Remember Walking in the Sand, huh? Remember that first birthday you knew your girl, huh? And you said, darling, it's your birthday today. And when I think that just a year ago, I didn't even know you, you know? And your girl said, don't let's talk about my past. Let's just talk about my present. See, then you know, right, that she's thinking. And watch out. Because for your birthday, she'll knit you a scarf, fellas. And that means she wants you to stick your neck out and be careful. Hey, how'd you like to be an ambassador for the United States? It's a lot easier than you think. Some of the hundreds of thousands of visitors who are coming here from abroad may ask you for assistance. And this is Dick Summer reminding you that when you help, do it in the warm, hospitable American way. Take the time to speak clearly and slowly. If you can't answer a question, maybe you know where the visitor can get help. Take an interest in our visitors. Remember, friendly Americans win America friends. They may ask you about such things as the Shrewsbury campaign. Don't forget. Tell them down with sandwiches, up with Shrewsbury's. Tell them it was not the Earl of Sandwich, it was the Duke of Shrewsbury who invented that party treat, and we're trying to change the name in the English language to Shrewsbury from Sandwich, because I feel it's an important thing, and I know a lot of you do, too. So therefore, you order like a ham and cheese Shrewsbury, or a tuna fish Shrewsbury on rye, or, you know, a bagels and lox Shrewsbury, right? And that's an important thing to remember. And they say, well, you know, what do you put between the two slices of bread when you make a Shrewsbury? Because some of them don't know. You tell them. The dog, dirty dog, like a daddy frog. By Mickey Lee Lane, a tune called The Shaggy Dog. And the Nightlight Show on WBZ in Boston. This is Dick Summer with you. That particular song was written by Deimos and Phobos, who in their spare time are the two moons of the planet Mars.
That's the sound of children at play. A sound that children with cystic fibrosis can appreciate, but sadly enough, can never be a part of. This is Jay Dunn taking this opportunity to introduce you to the national spokesman for cystic fibrosis, Joey Bishop.
Every 2 hours, a child is born with cystic fibrosis, which clogs the lungs and digestive system. Without early diagnosis and proper medical care, only half will survive to school age. Will you please help conquer cystic fibrosis?
This Sunday, thousands of mothers all over Massachusetts will be ringing doorbells for cystic fibrosis during the Mothers and Children's Hour. WBZ strongly urges you to help.
There she was, just walking down the street.
That's by Manfred Mann, Man and Group, and it's called Doo-a-diddy, diddy-dum-da-dee-doo. And in case you're wondering, that's Martian. Nightlight show on WBZ in Boston. This is Dick Summer with you on Radio 103. Don't you ever think that possibly maybe the Martians are trying to communicate with us? Not only via the lyrics of some of our tunes, but also, for example, through the letters in our alphabet soup. Occasionally, you know, it's spelled... Right? And if you said that out loud, perhaps this lovely maiden would appear, saying, "You called?" I try it sometimes. She'd be known as the lady of the soup. Huh? One of the Campbell family. Driving around in a souped-up car. On the Nightlight Show on WBZ, cooking can be fun. If you add variety to your meal planning, you'll find scores of cookbooks at your Boston Public Library. Here we go. Yeah, the ones that are splattered with gravy and everything, right? Anyway, they'll help you do the very thing. Try regional recipes from different parts of the country, exotic foreign dishes like China Lola Brigida, or foods your grandmother wooed grandpa with. WBZ reminds you that you'll find them all in books at your Boston Public Library. There's a song called Pretty Woman. This is the other one. This is called Pretty Boy. It's done by a girl by the name of Gail Garnett.
Went down the road this morning. It's a drug, Mom.
I'm all about a race. Anyway, that's by Gail Garnett, who is Pretty Boy, huh? On the Nightlight Show on WBZ, Dick Summer here with you on Radio 103. One of the things, of course, that goes into making a good-looking guy is a good-looking suit, I guess. And you can tell some of the guys downtown Boston, a suit costs $110, which would be a little bit high, except that, you know, I like to get 15 pair of pants with it. So it works out all right. Nightlight on WBZ in Boston. Dick Summer with you on Radio 103. In case you're watching, be sure you get your Girl Watcher and Boy Watcher cards. Speaking of people who are kind of good looking, most important, because otherwise Theopolis Q Waterhouse may strike. And it's so simple to get your Girl Watcher and Boy Watcher cards. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, if you would, to Watchers Club, WBZ, Boston 34, Massachusetts. And you will get your Girl Watcher or Boy Watcher card, and it's that simple. Then what you want to do is, how it is. You're lying in the gutter, minding your own business, fellas. And this beautiful girl goes wiggling past. Now, naturally, you're going to watch. It's a natural thing, a chemical reaction of nothing else. And all of a sudden, her eyes, zap, grab yours. And there's this moment of indecision when you feel small and hateful. And she doesn't know what to do either. If she smiles, she's boy crazy. That's what all of her friends say. And if she doesn't smile, you know, it's too bad. Either that or she doesn't have a sense of humor. Or no teeth. That could also be a good example. But anyway, if you've got a Girl Watcher card and you whip out that Girl Watcher card, it immediately takes both of you off of the spot. And she's got to smile. As I said, unless she has no teeth. And if she has a Boy Watcher card, it's a great way to start a conversation. You know, all you got to do is write to Watchers Club, WBZ, Boston 34, Massachusetts. And this, of course, is sponsored by Theopolis Q Waterhouse and his great booklet of advice to the young in love, known as How to Give Mouth-to-Mouth Resuscitation Without Becoming Emotionally Involved. Now, this, of course, is a true booklet. Some of you think it's not true. Some of you think that Theopolis Q Waterhouse does not always tell the truth, and that this booklet is kind of a...
I like it, I like it, I like it too.
Yeah, I like it. That's by Jerry and the Pacemakers. On the Nightlight Show on WBZ.
Watching your weight? Treat yourself and your diet to television's low-calorie show that's rich with the top names in show business, served for 90 minutes every weekday at 12:30 on WBZ-TV. It's my show, The Mike Douglas Show, 12:30 weekdays, and just perfect for lunch.
That's why he's doing that high-budget show, because he has that, you know, kind of an intimate way to talk to you girls. So that you have the general idea that he knows all about the problems that are certainly besetting your young lives. And so, relax, darling, you know. And I'll tell you what every young girl knows. It isn't it isn't the date that keeps you late. It's the debriefing that your mother gives you when you get home. By Vicky Sally, and it's called Hey Jimmy Darling, I Love You. Pound, 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 pound. Which is, you know, that's kind of Vicky's way of making sure that Jimmy stays in line, because if he doesn't, she clobbers him. which is an important thing to remember if you happen to be Jimmy.
Now the weather forecast from wonderful WBZ.
The Nightlight Show. Yeah, when I grew up to be a man on the Nightlight Show on WBZ in Boston, this is Dick Summer with you. Those are the Beach Boys, of course. When I grew up to be a man, chances are pretty good that I'm going to meet somebody kind of wonderful. Maybe it'll be you. But chances are pretty good that it might very well, just that, be you.
Chances are...
I'd say chances are pretty doggone good, too. Johnny Mathis on the Nightlight Show on WBZ, who surprisingly, I think, placed very poorly on our popularity poll, the Nightlight 1964 popularity poll. And I say surprisingly because I know there are a lot of people, particularly in colleges, who very much dig Johnny Mathis, but evidently did not vote in our popularity poll, which is kind of too bad, because I like to see him come up there a little bit stronger, too. I think he's pretty groovy. You know, there are nearly 5,000 courses for adults available in Greater Boston this year. Let the Educational Exchange, 18 Brattle Street, Cambridge, help you find the course that you need. Telephone Trowbridge 63080. Hey, you might try that while you're dancing in the street. Just drop in the phone booth there and put a dime in the machine. And what'll happen? Martha and the Vandellas will pop out. A little dancing in the streets activity there. Martha and the Vandellas in the Nightlight Show on WBZ. If you have kind of a gentle personality and are a little bit chicken to boot, may I suggest that you kind of fasten your safety belts, because in about 3 minutes we're going to shake you just a wee bit. On the Nightlight Show on WBZ, this is Dick Summer with you. Sound by Harry Belafonte first. It's called Tone the Bell Down, huh? And it swings pretty hard. And a ding-a-ling.
Don't depend on the doggy when you don't depend a little more easily. Don't depend on the doggy when they live.
That's a cancer. It's by a fellow called Harry Belafonte. It's called Tone the Bell Easy. Tone the Bell Down, huh? That's all right. I got one of the guys standing in the street corner is approached by this little old lady, and she says, "Pardon me, do the crosstown buses pass this way?" You know, my boy says, I'm the Nightlight Show on WBZ. This is Dick Summer with you on Radio 103.
Hello? Hello, operator. Give me Mr. Regan, fast. Hello, Mr. Regan, this is Lewis. Listen, get me a rewrite, man. The thing's still growing. No, Chief, I tell you the truth. The corridor's choked with living, crawling flesh. No, I'm not drunk. I'm telling you the truth. That little piece of flesh has grown until now. It's jamming that building. All inside the space of an hour. You've got to believe me. It's the greatest news story of the generation, and here you argue with me. I tell you it's the truth. You've got to believe
me. You must believe me. I tell you the only hope is to burn the building to the ground at once.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute.
Take it easy. I tell you, burn it to the ground. Burn.
And I tell you, take it easy. I sent in a call.
Oh, don't you understand?
For some reason, I cannot even imagine. This tissue is doubling in size every hour. Do you know what that means? In another hour, it will be twice the size it is now. And long before that, it will break open the building with the force of its pressure. And then it will be free in the street. Do you hear me? Free in the street. And then those tentacles of protoplasm stretching out to feed on anything they can reach.
What's happening?
The building! See the walls!
Cracking!
I warned you! I warned you! Is free.
Gentlemen, come to order, please. Gentlemen, please, quiet, please, please now. Just make
mayor, no one realizes more than I do the necessity of immediate action in curbing this unspeakable, unbelievable emergency. Can I assure you
that I... Cut the speeches, Mac. That blasted thing is spreading like a forest fire. Call the governor. Get the National Guard out.
Wait, please, wait. Here is Dr. Alberts of the Research Institute. Let him speak. Step up here, doctor.
Got to do something.
Let's see what he says.
Gentlemen, it was in my institute this horror began. And if you give me a chance, perhaps I can stop it.
What is it, Doctor? Tell us first what that monster really is.
Yes. Yes, I will tell you. That great, ever-growing mass of flesh, it is, or it was, a chicken heart.
Chicken heart? Are you crazy, man?
Chicken heart?
Crazy!
Yes!
I tell you that mass of flesh was a chicken heart, the tissue of which, for some reason, is undergoing constant, rapid, accelerating growth. With every passing hour, its growth is doubling. Do you know what that means? If it is now one block in size, within 30 hours, that cannibal flesh will have increased in size to one square block to the 30th power. In 30 hours, every inch of this whole city will be crushed under that moving flesh. Within 60 hours, it will have covered the entire state. Within 2 weeks, the entire United States. You ask for the National Guard. I say, call out the entire army. Blast this thing off the earth.
Ready, all hoses coupled up. We'll flood that thing with water from all angles.
All right, here's the signal. Open them up! Full blast!
Chief, look out! That flash is freaking out!
All right, get back, everybody! Everybody back!
The fools, what good is water? I told them. The only hope is artillery. Bombs.
All National Guardsmen, report to your armories. All National Guardsmen, report to your armories. General mobilization.
Battery in position, sir.
Commence firing on the hour.
Yes, sir.
10, 5, 0.
Commence firing! Fire!
It has grown too large, and it grows too quickly. The flesh is already engulfing the guns. They came too late.
You all right now, Dr. Alberts?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right, Mr. Lewis. All right.
Well, I sure am glad I located you. I stalled as long as I could, another 10 minutes, and we couldn't have taken off. That blasted protoplasm, or whatever it is, was sucking at the wheels by the time we left the ground.
Yes, as I saw.
5,000 feet. Well, we'll cruise around up here for a few minutes and then head west.
It will do no good.
You can't mean it. It must stop growing sometime. It must.
Look at it down there. A gray blanket of evil covering everything. See how the roads are black with men and women and their children running for their lives. See how the protoplasmic gray reaches out and engulfs them. See...
Stop it! Stop talking like that. We'll get away. The government, they'll send bombing planes, poison gas.
No, halt. Listen to me, Lewis. You remember only a handful of days ago you asked me my prophecy of the end of the earth? You remember my answer? Oh, such a scholarly prophecy. Cessation of Earth rotation. Mighty-sounding astronomical theories. But now, this is reality, Lewis. The end has come for humanity. Not in the red of atomic fusion. Not in the glory of interstellar combustion. Not in the peace of white, cold silence. But with that creeping, grasping flesh below us. It is a joke, hey, Lewis. A great joke. The joke of the cosmos. The end of mankind.
Why?
Because of a chicken's heart.
No. No, we won't die. I can't die. I'll find a safe landing somewhere. I'll find a place where... The motor, it's cut out. We're in a spin. I can't get out of it.
I told you. Doomed.
No. No.
All mankind. Doomed.
No. We're falling right into it, into the heart.
Be a pretty good way to celebrate National End of the World Week on the Nightlight Show, huh? That's called The Chicken Heart, and it's from Arch Obler's album called Drop Dead. Kind of interesting. An idea of the way the world might end. How do you think the world might really end when it gets around to it? Or when it stops getting around, maybe you ought to say. How will the world end? What do you think? Let me know. Also, don't forget to spread the rumor the last week in September will be the end of the world. And let me know the reaction of people to whom you tell this. Should be kind of groovy to find out. The address is Dick Summer, WBZ, Boston 34, Massachusetts. Let me know, too, how you would spend your last few remaining days if the last week in September really were to be the end of the world. How would you go about spending your remaining days? The address, again, is Dick Summer, WBZ, Boston 34, Massachusetts. Gail Garnett, well, she figured probably, well, we'll go out and sing in the sunshine, get a nice suntan, huh? All right.
We'll sing in the sunshine.
Nightlight Show on WBZ, we sing in the sunshine, have a real ball, then we'll split up and not worry about it anymore, yeah? I'll bet you. Women over 21, you thought of becoming a volunteer big sister? Think what a big sister would mean to a 12-year-old girl who has spent her spring and summer taking care of younger brothers and sisters and her bedridden mother. This is Dick Summer suggesting that if you'd like to help a little girl like this, WBZ, suggesting you call the Big Sister Association for more information. Lafayette 35426 is the phone number. Lafayette 35426. Just be careful of your diction when you call in a Big Sister Association. You gotta be, if you talk like that, they're sure to ask you, hey, listen, what's the matter, lady? Are
you talking?
Fat Boone, and that's called Don't Forbid Me, Flip Side of April Love, which is also the title of a big picture for him. 4,000 to 5,000 families will be struck with the tragedy of cystic fibrosis this year. Cystic fibrosis, an inherited chemical disorder, is the leading cause of life-threatening lung ailments in babies and children. There is no known cure for CF. In order to survive, CF victims require lifelong medical treatment and constant care with costly drugs and breathing equipment. Please help the cystic fibrosis chapter in your community. Help these children. This is Dick Summer with the Nightlight Show. IWBZ in Boston, Sound of the Animals on Radio 103. Big in the zoo, as a matter of fact, all over the place. It's called the House of the Rising Sun.